Hello, we are looking for Miss Clara Montgomery. Is she here?
I am Clara.
Miss, we are from the United States Army.
Yes.
On behalf of the Department of Army Casualty and Mortuary Affairs, Sergeant James Young has you listed as next of kin.
Is James alive? Just tell me he's alive.
Ma'am, James is alive. He was shot and slipped into a coma. Ma'am, he is awake and recovering, and we have this letter for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Take care.
You as well. Thank you again.
My dearest Clara, I hope this letter finds you well. Oh, how I've missed hearing from you. I know you had a lot of emotions going on inside about me, whether I'm alive or if I'm dead. The truth is, my love, I was in a coma for more than 60 days. I may have been asleep for a long time, but my love for you has only gotten stronger. They told me I woke up calling your name and that I was reaching out for you with my arms while I was asleep. My body was asleep, but my love for you is what opened my eyes again. Clara, the love we share is so very special. And I know that not even this cold war could separate and stop our love that we have for each other. No, not even the oceans that separate us could stop our love for each other. Not even hell itself could ever stop me from loving you, Clara. You and you alone are my future wife, and I do long to hear from you again and see your beautiful face. I have a very strong feeling that this war is going to end soon, and as soon as I get home to you, we can jump that broomstick of love. Just saying that puts a smile on my face and brings so much joy to my heart. My love, I was in a really bad place when I was out there fighting the enemy. All I could do was pray that God Almighty would bring us through this. You know, my love, when we went into battle, over 50% of my troop that didn't believe in Jesus Christ. That's crazy. Don't you think so? But now my whole troop believes in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I guess when you're in a foxhole together with nothing to eat and barely enough water to go around and you're outnumbered by the enemy, Jesus as Savior and King sounds really good to most. I think I converted my whole troop into giving their lives to Jesus. I know that's the reason we're all alive and well right now. My love, I have to go now. I gotta get these legs strong again so I can run into your arms and hold you so close. P.S. Please let everyone know that I'm okay. May the God who loves and protects us from all harm keep you and bless you. I love you. Forever yours. James.
I miss you so much. I can't wait to dance with you again. My dearest James, oh how my heart is filled with so much joy and anguish. The silence and the knock at my door have truly tested my faith. But I was determined to pass this test. I was trying to mentally prepare for the worst while still hoping for the best. I am overjoyed that you are alive and on the road to recovery. And at the same time, I want to be there to care for you and nurse you back to health. The thought of you suffering and I am not able to be right by your side has caused me much anguish. I am eternally grateful to our Heavenly Father for sparing your life. James, we serve a mighty God that sits high and looks low. In times of trouble, He truly is our refuge. The conversion of your unit is something to give God praise for. I wish I was there when you woke up. But the officers informed me that they were doing everything that they could for you. These times are trying, but our faith will always pull us through. Everyone was so worried about you when I told them that I hadn't heard from you. Harlem would not be the same without you, James. So you get better and you come home to me. My sister and husband have settled in Preston, the Halifax area of Canada. She would always give me the best advice. I miss them dearly. Seeing my nieces brought smiles that would get me through very tough days, but I understand that they must do what they feel is best for their family. I love you, Captain James, and I miss you so. I long for the days to be back in your arms again. Better days are ahead. My prayer for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you humbly and graciously thanking you for sparing the life of James. I pray that you heal him completely, physically and mentally. Strengthen him in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the resolution of this war to be swift and for the safe return of our soldiers. I pray for the state of this country, that you strengthen the hands of our allies in this fight against segregation. I trust you and rely on you for comfort and wisdom. Please watch over my sister Renee and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Harlem Hales Sugar Ray Robinson, a New York Times article, September 13, 1951. Thousands of persons who had waited patiently in Harlem streets, taverns, and homes for word of the outcome of the fight between their idol, Sugar Ray Robinson, and England's Randy Turpin, transformed their favorite ringman's bailiwick into a screaming, cheering, backslapping backdrop for their pent-up raw emotions last night. Shouts of "Sugar wins, our baby, and can't beat that man" rent the air as milling throngs pressed about a hotel in anticipation of Ray's arrival to greet them from a second-floor balcony, as has been his custom in the past following victories. The crowd in the area of the hotel and Sugar Ray's nearby tavern had become so dense 2 hours before the start of the fight that 10 patrolmen were augmented by 20 additional men. Police estimated the crowd at more than 10,000. Pedestrian and traffic lanes leading to 125th Street, the heart of Harlem, were jammed with shouting people. Vehicles bumper to bumper moved at a snail's pace. While awaiting the arrival of their hero, the crowd in front of the hotel swayed, sang, and danced to the rhythm of a band.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Listen to all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.